Joining us on the line right now from Washington, Congressman Paul Mitchell from the 10th District here in Michigan. Congressman, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well. Busy time there in Washington, isn't it?
Oh, we're keeping busy. We certainly are. The good news is for the third time since World War II, we have a unified Republican government, which means that the expectation of the voters, as well as our new president, is we're going to get things done in the House, done in the Senate, and we're going to get things signed so we can put some things in order.
A lot of those things are being done at the White House by executive order. Do you feel like the president's usurping Congress at all by issuing all these executive orders?
I don't, at this point in time, think that, Paul. He's an awful lot of executive orders are, frankly, overturning or taking care of executive orders that have been issued over the last 7 or 8 years. So I don't feel that way. If Congress feels that way, we will express that. But I don't, at this point, don't have any feelings that that's the case.
What about the immigration ban? That caused a lot of chaos and confusion last weekend. Do you feel like that is beginning to settle down a little bit? And your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think that the implementation of that, the sharing of information on that certainly could have been exercised better. Lord knows, part of what is impacting that is that it would help if we actually got the nominees for various cabinet positions in place. If you think back to the last administration, President Obama had 9 cabinet secretaries confirmed when he was sworn in. When President Trump was sworn in, he had 2, and we're still dragging our feet over in the Senate on that as people just exercise delay after delay. The reality is we need to confirm cabinet secretaries and get on with governing. That's what happens.
One of those secretaries is in danger of not having enough votes, and that is Michigan's Betsy DeVos, who's nominated for education secretary. What do you think of the nomination, and what do you think her chances are of getting through at this point?
Well, Mitch McConnell has expressed, which he'd know far better, the House does not vote on cabinet secretaries. Mitch McConnell has expressed that he's confident she will get confirmed. It appears it will be a fairly close vote, some pretty strong opinions about it. They, in fact, were meeting at 6:30 this morning in the Senate, I understand, to begin the process of that vote. So I think we'll get that through here in the next, I guess, day or two while people spend quality time debating over in the Senate rather than simply having a vote.
Politics isn't always about party lines. Sometimes it's about geography, and I know that you and other representatives from around the Great Lakes have banded together and asking the president to oppose that proposed nuclear waste dump near Lake Huron in Ontario. What's the latest on that?
Well, you're right. It is about geography. We got a bipartisan group across the Great Lakes from Minnesota to New York, Ohio, Michigan, saying that this proposed nuclear waste disposal facility in Kincardine would be a potential risk to the Great Lakes. We don't need that risk. We don't need any more risk to the Great Lakes. I think that message is being sent loud and clear to the Trump administration. The Congressman Kildee also did a letter to the foreign minister of Canada, the new foreign minister, expressing a similar opinion that I signed on to as well. So we're trying to touch all the buttons we can to make sure that people pay attention, that any additional risk to the Great Lakes is unacceptable. And I think if you look at the attachment to Congressman Kildee's letter, there were, I think, 128 communities, including a lot in Ontario, that said, whoa, we can't do this. You're telling me in this country the size of Canada, we can't find a location that isn't in the Great Lakes Basin that doesn't endanger the water supply? That's hard for me to believe.
Are you surprised, Congressman, that the Canadian officials haven't shut this down yet, that it's still a possibility?
I have sometimes have enough trouble keeping up with the political decisions in the United States. Never mind commenting on Canada's decisions, Lord knows. I think I follow hockey more closely than I follow what they're, the politics in Canada.
What's on the horizon in the House? What are you going to be spending your time on in the coming weeks?
Well, we're going to continue the process of repealing the repeal process on Obamacare and working on repairing health care in America, and that's a multi-step process, and it will take us a number of weeks to get all the pieces together. I'm not exactly sure when we're going to that's going to hit, but we are working on that. The next on the hit parade is we're going to take on tax reform. It's a huge burden on taxpayers, both individuals as well as businesses. It stifles job creation, forces companies out of the country. from small business owners to people that own farms and hardwares and have to deal with the state taxes, all those things. The reality is we need to fix our tax code so that we can get the revenue the government should have and make sure that everyone's paying their taxes.
And as you mentioned, with Republican White House, Senate, and House, this might be the best opportunity to enact some kind of tax code reform. What do you favor? Do you favor a flat tax, or exactly what kind of reform would you favor?
Well, I think we're going to end up with a progressive tax code. Has in fact been the history in this country for a long period of time. We could try to tackle that and spend a lot of time on that. I think a progressive tax code is fine, but the rates need to be significantly reduced. We need to get rid of all the loopholes. As you know, Paul, we've talked about it before. The tax code is 74,000 pages long. I'm not even sure a good tax accountant knows what's in it. Most people file their taxes and hope they get lucky and that they don't get audited. Or there's an issue there. We need to make a tax code. And the proposal that's there, actually, that's about 90-95% of the population fill out their taxes on a postcard and send them in. That would make life a whole lot easier. I think people should be able to know with it when they make money, when they take a job, when they take overtime, how much their taxes are going to be and what they're going to end up paying. Right now in the current system, they're just guessing.
Yeah, for sure. And we're all finding that out again as we get our W-2 forms and sit down and tackle that.
We should talk around April 15th and see what people think. Yeah,
very different conversation. Hey, Congressman, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good to talk to you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.